that's pretty good. Hang on just a minute, Chad. Let me break here and see if there's any other check-ins. This W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge, 2 meter net 2. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? Please call W2MJB or net control.
DHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. I've been monitoring. I have no traffic and no comments.
Miss Wendy, you're doing well. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Mark. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing WD8RON, Ed and Brevard, and AK4HR, Mike and Taylors. Appreciate both of you checking in with me tonight, and have a fantastic evening. Just one more check. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. This W2MJB, net control, nothing hurt, and back to KO4NUE, Chad.
I'm still here.
Experience reminds me of something that if I had the techniques, you know, when I was a teenager, it would be something I would probably make up and get into a lot of trouble with out there in the farming community where I went to high school.
I grew up on a farm, too, and trust me, I know what you mean. I stayed in some kind of trouble all the time, constantly. You know, I didn't get in trouble with law or anything, but I just stayed in all kind of mischief, you know, doing things that, you know, shouldn't have been doing. But sometimes I wonder how I'm still here. But at any rate, I guess that'll be a topic for another night. But I just want to let you know, got a snake in the air conditioner today, and got to test the antenna launcher out the other day. Took a little bit of, you know, figuring. Had to change the slug weight. The slug weight was too light, so I got the weight figured out. And I got the string figured out. And once I got all that straightened out, you know, it worked like a champ. I mean, we just pulled it straight up in the tree in one shot. And I was tickled with it because, you know, 80 feet, that's on up there. You know, and I mean, it'll clear the 80 feet if you want to. You just up the air pressure up on it. And I lost one slug. It took, I don't know, 150 feet of cord with it. I never did find it. So you gotta bring the pressure down a little bit. But once you get all it figured out, you know, it works pretty good.
Eventually somebody will find that slug in the rope out there when they're wandering through the trees. But, yeah, so did you decide to use steel or did you stay with aluminum?
You gotta have a little bit of weight to it. I'm not exactly sure what the weight was. We had a bunch of lead. So I dropped a bunch of lead down into a piece of 3/4 inch conduit and then bent the ends over to encapsulate the lead and tied off to the back side of it. Because you got to have enough weight when the string gets in the leaves. You know, you got to have enough weight to get it before it fall back down. And that took some figuring. And 3 inches of 3/4 inch aluminum's just not heavy enough. But we ended up going with about 5 inches of 3/4 inch conduit packed full of lead. And that seems to be about the right weight. So, you know, like I said, and at that point we just tied the antenna off to that and just, you know, bleakly split right up in the tree. I don't know, probably 60 to 80 feet, I'd say. And it turned out really nice. I was tickled to death with it. Took some figuring, but we got it.
Antenna that's in the tree, is it like a semi-permanent antenna that's up there, or did you pull it back down after you did your testing?
A friend, he was wanting to get an antenna up, so I think it's kind of permanent for him. But, you know, that's getting an antenna up, especially a dipole, is, you know, that's a struggle for me. I maybe not other people, but for me, it's you know, it takes forever. You know, I always, well, last experience I had was I tried the whole slingshot thing and went and bought six sinkers, you know, come in packs of threes. And the first one, I, you know, broke. I didn't click the bell on the fishing rod, on the fishing reel, and it, you know, lost my sinker. And got to digging around in my pocket trying to find the other sinkers. Had a hole in my pocket. Lost all five of my sinkers. So I just, you know, it's just frustrating. It just takes too long. So I just been thinking about it, and I said, well, you know what, let me try compressed air. So when I did the first test shot, I said, oh yeah, this is it, I got it. But like I said, it took some experimenting with air pressure and different kinds of strings, and I'm still not the best at it, but I can get one up pretty quick and get it up high too, so I guess that's all that counts, right?
That's pretty much all that counts, is getting it up in the air. Just have to make sure that it's, unfortunately with the wind and the trees, got to fixture it somehow so that when the wind blows, it doesn't rip the antenna apart.
Well, we put insulator. I put insulators on it, and those get, we put weights on them, so when a tree blows, you know, it'll move with the trees and all. But like I said, it worked out really well. It's a little bit aggravating because you're restricted to air compressor. That's the bad thing about it, is, you know, if you get near air compressor, you got to be near air compressor. I don't like that about it. I don't like that at all. But, you know, if you got an air compressor, then, you know, not a big deal. And this is not going to be one of these you can use a bicycle pump with. I mean, I guess you could, but it'd work you to death. But, you know, like I said, you got an air compressor nearby, it's not a big deal.
Comment.
I was going to tell you, look at one of the, it's a bicycle pump, but it's a foot pump. I don't know how big your accumulator is, but I've got two, I believe, 4-inch PVC that's a couple of feet long, and it don't take but a few pumps with one of those large four bicycle foot pumps. So,
I didn't think about the foot pump. You know, gonna just be straight up honest with you, you know, 120 pounds, that's too much pressure. More like 60 to 80. And it'll, you know, no issues there. I tried the 120 pounds with some lighter rope, and that's when, you know, I lost my slug. I'm not talking it was, you know, 100 yards off or anything. It disappeared. It's so far back in the woods, I don't know where it went to. And took 150 feet of line with it, too. So I just, well, that's too much. So, you know, it took a couple of slugs and getting the right kind of string on it figured out. But I'll check out about the foot pump. That's a good idea. Thanks, Keith.
I don't know if you ever watched the video. You can see K4CHY on YouTube. A couple of videos of my first test fire, and then another video of the projectile traveling through the air. And I found the same thing. Usually, my usual shot, if I'm going over high stuff, is 40 to 60 pounds. If I can make it over, I've got a big pecan tree out here by the driveway that's probably 60 foot, and I can make it over it with 15 or 20 PSI easy. So yeah, don't discount the large 4 foot pumps. They work pretty good.
I'll keep that in mind. But, all right, Mark. Well, listen, I'm going to let you know about the snake and all. And, you know, if your air conditioner quits, you can sit Miss Wendy out there and sit versus a snake in the condenser. But I've never seen that before. Just thought I'd share with you and kind of let you know what my day was about and all. But, I'm on duck on out, and our club's running the communications for the Mount Mitchell bike race tomorrow. And so we're going to all meet up in Columbus for breakfast in the morning, getting ready for the big race. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, how in the world anybody makes it to the top of that mountain on a bicycle, I don't know. But I'm going to be there with my little handheld just having a ball. So I'll let you know how it goes, and appreciate you talking with me tonight. Please tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Y'all be safe, and I'll say 73 to you and everybody on the net. That's KL4NUE, and I'm clear.
JB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for the Rack 2 chat and sending those videos. It was pretty interesting. You have a great evening, and good luck tomorrow with the bike race. And don't let the bike riders exhaust you while you're watching them pass you. Definitely would be a struggle to get up that hill on a bicycle. Do I have any others for check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think Wendy will be calling that tomorrow night. Let me check my calendar. Yes, she will not be. So I think it's Anna tomorrow night will be calling the net. That's K04RYP. Chad's wife, she'll be calling the net. So please come by tomorrow night and check in with her. The net report will be submitted electronically. For those who are still listening to the net, I will submit that electronically, and you should hear it momentarily. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Remember, Anna, K04RYP, will be calling the net tomorrow night. And appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to everyone.